From New York City, we bring you a new Dr. Christian story called Mad Interlude, presented for your pleasure by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. Tonight, our program comes to you from the Columbia Playhouse in the heart of New York's Broadway amusement area. Gene Hirschhold is in town to see the new plays and enjoy a vacation between his Dr. Christian pictures. And in line with the gaiety of the holiday season, he's chosen for you this evening a quite mad comedy called Mad Interlude. The cast, too, is recruited from Broadway and includes Selena Royal as Mrs. Travis, who flutters a good deal, Jay Justin as her husband, Hector Travis, a typical American businessman, Elliot Reed as their collegiate son, Clementine Terrell as their debutante daughter, Charles Webster as Mr. Travis's business partner, Mr. Mutt, and Frank Butler in the role of Henry, the house painter. Rosemary DeCamp has also come from Hollywood for the holiday season, and tonight she plays her usual role of Dr. Christian's popular young secretary, Judy Price. Now, before the curtain rises, I have just time to say a few words about one of the products that make this program possible. The calendar tells us that there are only 19 days to Christmas. Time now to begin working on your hair if you want it to look its best for the holiday season. Dry heat, too much soap and water, all rob the hair of its natural oils. Make even normally healthy hair dry and hard to manage. Let Vaseline Hair Tonic help. Try rubbing some on the scalp before your next and every shampoo. These Vaseline Hair Tonic treatments are especially good for conditioning the hair before a permanent wave. You see, Vaseline Hair Tonic is beneficial to the scalp and hair because it supplements the scalp oils, so necessary to keep it good looking. Why not get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic and start now to use it regularly? Full directions come with every bottle. You can get a generous shaker top size of Vaseline Hair Tonic for only 40 cents, or the large economy size at 70 cents. It's curtain time now. Our studio is filled with expectant Gene Hirschhold Dr. Christian fans. And the scene opens on Dr. Christian's office, where Judy is pounding the typewriter.
Hiya, Judy, old thing.
Well, look, if it isn't Joe College himself. Hello, Hector. I thought you were up at the university making saps out of all the professors.
No, I took a couple of days off. Brought Les Standers, a frat brother of mine, down with me to see the opera.
What opera is that?
Oh, I don't know. My kid's sister wrote me she was going to be in an opera or something.
Oh, yes, the high school play. Nalene has the lead, you know.
Yeah, that's what she wrote me. Not bad for a kid, huh? Mm. Yeah, I'll bet she'll be going on the stage or in pictures someday. You know, sometimes I think I ought to ditch college and go in for a career myself.
Such as swallowing goldfish?
Hey, how did you hear about that?
Oh, I get around. Besides, it was in all the papers.
Oh, I just did that for a joke. I mean a real career. Yeah. I got a lot of swell angles, you know.
Well, they don't show from here. In fact, I think you could lose a few pounds.
Angles, connections.
Oh.
Well, just last week, I was talking to a big man from New York, and he told me he could use a head like mine in his business.
What is it? The concrete business?
No, it's...
I'm sorry, Hector. Would you ask for it?
Oh, that's all right. Your small town humor doesn't bother me. Say, where's the mater?
What?
My mother. Oh. I was supposed to meet her here at 4:30 and drive her home.
Well, it's only 5 minutes after.
What? Five after?
Yeah, she isn't due here until 4.
Why, the clock in my car said 5:20. I noticed especially when I was driving over here.
Well, I'm afraid your clock runs about the same way you drive. Too fast.
Say, listen, the only way you could get better than 40 miles an hour out of that old heap would be to have it towed.
Well, you've done that, too. The time you skidded into Tony Donello's hot dog stand.
Yeah, that was a funny one, wasn't it? Yeah, well, it wasn't my fault, though. Remember that. I told Dad when he bought the car it was too light and wouldn't hold the road, but he knows he's...
Why, Hector.
Oh, hello, Mom.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Travis.
Oh, good afternoon, Judy. Well, you're here early, dear.
Yeah, all on account of that old car. The clock's busted again.
Oh, is it?
Well, you act like it isn't important. I had to break away from a swell party just because that clock's half an hour fast.
Well, we'll have it fixed. Is Dr. Christian's in, Judy?
Yes, I'll tell him you're here.
Yeah, well, what we need is a new car. I should think you'd be ashamed to drive around in a thing...
All right, dear. We're going to get a new car just as soon as I can talk it over with your father.
Will you come into the consultation room?
No, thank you, Judy. I won't be long, Hector.
Well, Mrs. Travis, how are you? You're quite a stranger.
Oh, I've been frightfully busy. Just one thing after another. I'm secretary of the 20th Century Poets Club this year, and we're having the house done over in time for Naldine's party, and Hector brought a house guest home with him, and, well, I tell you, I'm beginning to feel like the wreck of the asparagus.
Well, you're looking well.
Oh, I'll always carry on. And I'm like that boy who went through the Alpine village. You know, a youth who bore mid snow and ice a banner with this strange device. What is it now?
Excelsior.
Oh, yes. I knew it was something you stuffed furniture with.
If you're feeling badly, Mrs. Thomas, you ought to let up a little.
Oh, I'm not worried about myself. Well, Dr. Christian, I can be frank with you, can't I?
Of course.
And I know you won't breathe this to anyone outside of the family because, well, after all, doctors really are confidence men, aren't they?
Well?
It's about my husband. I'm not one to make mountains out of manholes, Dr. Christian. But I think he's losing his mind.
Who? Edmund?
That's a terrible thing to say, but I think he's a little crazy.
Well, I know a lot of people who wouldn't mind being a little crazy if they could be as successful as Ed Travis.
That's just it. He isn't successful anymore.
Oh, no. The firm of Martin Travis is one of the most enterprising contracting concerns in the state. Well, I was reading in the paper only the other day that they were putting through a deal with that, what do you call them, that Minneapolis outfit.
Yes, but... Dr. Christian, I'm going to have to take time by the door lock and tell you everything. Edmund hasn't been to his office in 3 whole days.
Don't say that's anything to get excited about. Maybe he isn't feeling well.
But it isn't like Edmund. He hasn't missed a day at his office in 30 years, sick or well.
I dare say he has some good reason for not going to his office.
Well, if he has, he's certainly keeping it a secret. He locks himself in his room and won't come out.
Won't come out?
Well, except for meals. I've tried to make light of it so that the children wouldn't suspect anything, but... Oh, Dr. Christian, I just don't know what to do.
My suggestion is to stop worrying until we find out what's the matter. I'll drop around and see it.
Oh, I wish you would.
Yeah, I'll come over to the house this evening.
Hello! No, this is the Travis residence, and I'm trying to get Central. Yes. What? Will you please get off the line?
Hector, can't you phone without shouting? I'm trying to memorize my part for the play.
Oh, I'm busy. Hello, Central. Certainly I want a number. You think I've been clicking this phone hook for exercise? Cedar 913.
Ah, how quiet lies this garden. No sound but... Oh, dear, I've forgotten it.
Say, is it all right if I do a little painting in here now?
Henry, what are you painting at this time of night for?
Because your mother changed her mind again about the door moldings. Okay, Pete, bring in that can of white paint.
White? Oh, you're surely not going to paint them white.
No, we're going to paint them a sort of a sky blue plaid color tonight. But by tomorrow, we'll probably be painting them a tomato purple.
Hello. Is Myrtle there?
Hey, I'm Pete. Drag that small ladder in here, too.
How quiet lies this garden. Oh!
Put it there by the door, Pete.
Hello! This is Santa Claus. Say, how'd you like to meet an alligator? He's a frat brother of mine. All right, swell. I'll tell you what I'll do now. I'll pick up Merrily, and we'll all go out somewhere and cut a rug. All right, I'll be right with you. Well, so long, sis.
How quiet lies the garden.
Say, Pete, toss me up that empty bucket, will you?
Lies this garden. No sound but the gentle whisper of the
wind.
Look
out.
Do you have to make so much noise?
Sorry, Miss Travis.
No sound except the gentle whisper of the wind that's born at dawn. While morning paints the portal of the eastern sky in gold. Oh, paint it swiftly.
We're painting it as fast as we can, Miss Travis.
I'm not talking to you. Oh, paint it swiftly, for there comes the jocund rondelay of Meadowlark. There comes the jocund rondelay of Meadowlark.
Sounded like the door buzzer to me.
Oh, for goodness sake, yes, I'm coming. Oh, Dr. Christian.
Yes, I was passing by and I thought I'd drop in.
Oh, there's no one here but me. Hector has a date and Mother's at a bridge party.
Isn't your father at home?
Oh, yes, he's here. He's in his room. I'll go call him.
Oh, never mind. He might be resting. I'll just look in on him.
It's the room at the end of the hall.
Yes, I know.
Who is it?
Dr. Christian.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I ought to know who I am.
Wait a minute.
May I come in?
Yeah, sure. Come in. I guess it's all right.
I understand you're not feeling so well.
So Sophie's been to see you, huh? Oh, you don't need to deny it. I know she has.
Yeah. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Well, Sophie's worried about you.
What's she worried about?
She's afraid you're ill.
Oh, that's silly. Why, I feel swell. I never felt better in my whole life. I sleep well and I eat like a horse. Tell me something. Have you ever seen a horse eat?
Have I ever? Yes. Yes, of course. I used to own a horse.
What was his name?
Well, I called him Charlie.
Charlie. Oh, yes, I see. Charlie Horse. How do you feel otherwise? Oh, well, that's fine. Drop in again sometime and
Ed, listen to me a minute. Sophie said you hadn't been to your office in 3 days. And
she's right. Dr. Christian, my wife is always right. I haven't been to my office in 3 days. And you know why? Because I've been locked up in this room.
Oh, nonsense. Who locked you up in the room?
I did.
You locked yourself up?
I had to. On account of the jinkaboos.
The what?
Jinkaboos. You see, they come out of the walls. The pink ones aren't so bad. But you've got to be careful about the purple ones. They'll cheat you every time. They're smart.
Oh, I see. How long have these jinkaboos been bothering you?
Oh, they don't bother me. We have an agreement. I let them alone if they let me alone.
Well, now, that sounds like a very sensible plan.
Do you think so? I thought it up myself one day when nobody was looking.
Yes, sir, that's a very fine idea, but sit down, Michael. I'd like to ask you a few questions about the jinkaboos.
Have a brief intermission time now in our mad interlude with Dr. Christian, during which I want to present the sanest man in my acquaintance.
I'm a policeman. Most of the day, I'm standing in the middle of a big square in the business section of the city, directing traffic. And believe you me, if some auto drivers had to stay on their feet all day, they wouldn't blame us cops for yelling at them once in a while. It used to be that by the time I got home, my feet were like to kill me. But then one of the other men on the force says to me, "You should be using Vaseline jelly, and you wouldn't have such trouble with sore feet." So that very night and every night since, when I get home, I soak my feet in hot water, then rub them with Vaseline jelly. It's sure wonderful the way that takes all the aching out. Softens calluses, too. So if you're ever bothered with sore, tired feet, take a tip from me and try Vaseline jelly.
You'll find Vaseline jelly remarkably effective in treating all kinds of soreness, skin injuries, and irritations. And here's why. Vaseline jelly does three important things. First, it has a soothing action, which relieves discomfort and promotes rapid healing. Second, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. And third, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. If you're one of the few people who don't have Vaseline jelly on hand, get some tomorrow. Vaseline jelly costs only 10 cents for a generous jar or tube. The curtain is going up again on the next act of our Dr. Christian comedy, Mad Interlude, starring Gene Hirschholt as the popular doctor of River's End. The scene is again the doctor's office, and Judy is again pounding the typewriter.
Where's Dr. Christian?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Marty. He isn't here. He went over to the drugstore for a moment. But if it's important, I could phone
him. No, It's important, but not that important. I'll wait.
All right. Here's the morning paper. Have you seen it?
Yes. No. Oh, I don't know whether I've seen it or not.
Oh. The high school play got a nice write-up. Did you go?
Why, no.
Naldine Travis played her part perfectly. As soon as she's finished high school, she's going to take a trip to Hollywood. She told me so at the party last night.
Trip to Hollywood, eh? By the time Naldine Travis finishes high school, she'll be lucky if she has a roof over her head. The way things are going...
Oh, here's Dr. Christian.
What is this?
Look here. What's the matter with Ed Travis?
Well, Mr. Mudd, I don't make a practice of discussing my patients with outsiders.
I'm not an outsider. I'm Ed Travis's business partner. I have a right to know what's wrong with him.
And if you think there's something wrong, why don't you call up his house or...
I have. I've called his house a dozen times a day for the last 4 days. Nobody answers the phone. Nobody's ever at home.
Yes, I guess they're all pretty busy.
The firm has a deal on with the Captain people in Minneapolis. A deal that'll net us at least $3,000. Ed's been handling it.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, I don't see anything fine about it. Just about the time Ed got to the point where the Captain crowd was ready to sign, he dropped the whole business.
Didn't you pick it up where Ed left off?
No. I don't know enough about it. Don't know any of the details. Ed has more or less run the office ever since I took into the partnership. Besides, the Captains are funny people. They want to do business with Ed.
Well, it ought to be an easy matter to wire them and tell them that Ed is, well, indisposed for a few days.
Wire them? I've talked to them on long distance every day this week. I've offered some excuse and any alibi I could think of. They're growing cold on the whole deal. So last night I went around to his house. Made up my mind I was going to see Ed. It was the last thing I did.
Oh. Well, did you see him?
Not exactly. Everyone else had gone to the high school play. But Ed talked to me through the door. He wouldn't open it.
Yes. Yes, I see.
Dr. Christian, just what are jinkaboos?
What?
I say, what are jinkaboos?
Oh, yes, jinkaboos. Well, they come out of the wall, you know.
Oh, they do.
The pink ones aren't so bad, but you have to watch out for the purple ones.
Yes, so I gathered when I talked to Ed. Now look, Dr. Christian, what's the matter with him?
Who said there was anything the matter with him?
Oh, stop beating around, Bush. Can't tell me that a man who won't admit his own business partner into his house is actually... Well, is acting rationally.
Perhaps he has a good reason for not letting you in.
Oh, sure. He was afraid the jinkaboos would get me. Well, I've never seen a jinkaboo, and I don't believe there is such a thing.
Have you ever seen South America?
Why, no.
Well, then I suppose you don't believe there is such a thing.
Oh, that's sheer sophistry. I understand you perfectly, Dr. Christian. You're trying to protect Ed. In a way, I don't blame you. But you know as well as I do that Ed Travers is crazy.
No, on the contrary. I think Ed Travers is perfectly sane.
Oh, come now. You're simply shielding.
I'm not shielding anyone.
Well, I thought I could count upon your testimony. But no doubt the testimony of any other reputable physician will do. Because I'm going to leave the question of Ed's sanity to the courts.
The courts?
Yes. I'm petitioning to have the partnership dissolved.
Oh, now, wait. Wait a minute.
I can't afford to have a maniac as a business partner. Goodbye, Doctor.
Oh, hold on a little. Hold on. Suppose I could get Ed straightened out.
I thought you said there was nothing wrong with him.
I know, but look here. Will you give me a little time to think it over?
Why, Dr. Christian, if you could straighten Ed out, nothing would please me better. Now, you know that. But on the other hand, I can't let the business go to pieces. I can't wait too long.
I know, and I'll hurry. I'll see Ed again tomorrow, and then you can come in and see me. And, well, let's say 8 o'clock Friday evening.
All right. I'll be here at 8 o'clock Friday evening.
Judy, did you get in touch with Henry Fitch?
Oh, the painter? Yes, only a few minutes ago. He was late getting home, but he's on his way here now.
Well, I guess that completes the list, if they all show up. At least somebody is on time.
Good evening, Dr. Christian. Oh, hello, Judy.
Good evening, Mr. Mott.
Well, Doctor, did you examine Ed yesterday?
No, I didn't examine him, but I talked to him.
Well, I talked to him this morning. And if anything, he's worse. You're going to have to admit, Dr. Christian, that... Who's that?
Oh, I imagine it's Mrs. Travis and the children. I asked them to be here, too. Let them in, Judy, will you?
But I didn't expect Mrs. Travis. This is very embarrassing.
Don't cry, Mom.
The whole idea is simply too absurd.
Oh, no. No, it's true. It's really true. Your poor, dear father is as mad as a March herring.
Good evening, Mrs. Travers.
What are you doing here?
You'd better ask Dr. Christian. He seems to have planned this.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Oh, now, don't cry. Everything's going to be all right. We're all old friends, and you're going to sit down and talk this over. Bring her chair, Judy.
Yes. Here, Mrs. Travers.
Yes, let's all sit down.
Great Scott. There aren't more people coming here, are there?
Just one.
I got here as quick as I could, Doctor, but... Oh, if you're busy, I can come back later.
No, we're waiting for you, Henry.
Why, he's the man who painted our house.
Yeah, what's he got to do with this?
Do we have to wash our dirty liniments in front of a house painter?
Henry's here for a purpose. Sit down, Henry. We're having a little talk, and everybody is going to talk freely so we can get to the facts. You understand?
Well, what are we talking about?
I'll start with my asking you a couple of questions. How long were you working at the Travis residence?
Oh, it was a two-day job, but it took 4 days.
While you were working there, did you notice anyone who acted, well, not quite right?
You mean you want me to tell the truth?
No, it's no use going on. I'll admit my
husband...
Wait a minute.
Yes, Henry, tell the truth. Did you notice anyone who didn't act quite right?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, I did. It was Hector Travers.
What? Why, you're crazy!
Oh, I'm crazy, am I? And I heard you call up somebody on the phone and say you were Santa Claus.
Yeah, but I...
And what's more, Dr. Christian, he said his brother was an alligator, and they were going out somewheres to cut a rug.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I guess I do, all right. Everybody knows he's a little wacky anyway. He eats live goldfish, don't he? It was in all the papers.
Oh, Hector.
Dr. Christian, that man is a psychopathic case. Why, he talked about painting the door a sky blue plaid and a tomato purple. You can see he's insane.
Oh, you're not so bright yourself. You can believe it or not, Dr. Christian, but one night when I was there, she thought she was walking around in a garden and listening to the meadowlarks. If you ask me, the whole family's nuts.
I didn't come here to have aspirins cast at me.
No. I don't see any reason why any of us should stay here. I'm leaving. Another minute, somebody will be accusing me of being insane.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Mudd, I have enough evidence to prove that you are.
What? Now you see here.
I'll leave it to Judy. Did you notice anything unusual about Mr. Mudd when he came in here day before yesterday?
Or only that he seemed a little excited.
A man can be excited without being crazy.
Now, think a minute, Judy. What did he say? What did he do?
Well, let me see. Oh, yes, I asked him if he'd read the morning paper, and he didn't remember.
Oh, look here.
Oh, and another thing, he didn't seem to remember whether he'd gone to the high school play or not.
Ah, loss of memory. That's the first symptom.
And then you yourself heard him say he didn't know who he was or what he was doing.
A clear-cut case of amnesia.
This is ridiculous.
I don't know whether it is or not.
No, he does talk a trifle strange.
Well, at least I don't talk about jinkaboos.
About what?
Jinkaboos. They come out of the wall in the pink and purple.
Why, Dr. Christian, he's as crazy as a tick.
Oh! I'm getting out of here.
Now, wait. You people have done a lot of talking, and now it's my turn. And I'm going to talk to you about a farmhand. He came to town to earn enough money to buy himself a little place in the country. But it seemed that the longer and the harder he worked, the less he got what he wanted.
I don't see what this has got to do with...
Just a minute. First he got married. That took money. Then he had children. They cost money. Lots of money.
Oh, why?
Then his business partner lay down on the job and... Let him do all the work. He couldn't stop. He couldn't even get a vacation. Besides, his family was always wanting something. A new car, new clothes, the house redecorated, a college education, a trip to Hollywood. Always something. Nobody ever asked what he wanted. Well, that went on for 30 years. And then one day something happened to him.
Oh, Edmund.
Mother, darling.
Oh, please, Mom. Gee, I suppose it's too late now, but I have been kind of a heel.
Oh, we wouldn't have hurt him for the world. We just didn't stop to think.
That's right. I guess I'm as much to blame as anyone. I didn't realize the burden I was putting on him.
Well, everybody else does. The way you treat Ed Travis is the talk of this town.
But good heavens, Christian. Isn't there something we can do to cure him?
No. No, he can't be cured. Because, well, there's nothing the matter with him.
What?
You mean he's all right?
Hector, your father was caught on kind of a treadmill. He was done up, worn out. Yet he had to keep going on. Finally, he thought of a way to get a rest. A complete rest. He pretended to be crazy.
Pretended? He's only pretending?
Yes. And if I were you, I'd let him go on pretending. He'll go back to the trade mill sooner or later. Because, well, maybe you haven't stopped to think about it. But he loves you.
We won't let him go back. We won't ever let him work that hard again.
But I don't quite understand, Dr. Christian. Then he isn't crazy?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that, Mrs. Thomas. To each other, at least. All of us are a little crazy.
And the curtain rings down on our mad interlude. And we'll return to sanity just long enough to give you an important message and to present our star, Gene Hersholt, with a brief description of next week's play. For generations now, Vaseline jelly has been America's most popular treatment for minor burns, cuts, chafing, chapping, and literally hundreds of other everyday uses. One reason for this amazingly widespread use is the dependability, the purity of Vaseline jelly. Carefully refined in the making, Vaseline jelly is pure enough to eat. Ask your druggist, too, about the other products bearing the famous Vaseline name. Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. They all have a base of soothing Vaseline jelly. But whether you buy any of these specialties or regular Vaseline jelly, be sure the trademark Vaseline is clearly marked on the jar or tube. It is your assurance of absolute purity. And now may we present Gene Hersholt as Dr. Christian. What story have you selected for next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, next Wednesday I plan to bring you another Riversand drama called Double Indemnity. And I won't give the story away tonight except to say it concerns the popular Williams twins, Carol and Emily. We've got all the boys in Riversand guessing. In fact, I pride myself that I'm practically the only male in town who can tell those two pretty girls apart. It makes for lots of excitement in Riversand, as you can guess, so be sure to join us next Wednesday night at the same hour, when you'll hear all about it. Until then, I'll say good night.
Be sure to meet Dr. Christian when Gene Hersholt's new picture of that title comes to your local theater. It's an RKO radio picture, the first of a new series based on the Dr. Christian radio program and starring Gene Hersholt as the beloved doctor of River's End. Your announcer, Andre Baruch. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.